We're up to Perek Aleph. Now this Perek is called Perek Aleph, but it would seem to be another Hakdama, another preface. It's not the beginning of the Sefer Lechora, because basically it is a chapter that deals with explaining what the purpose of life or human life is in this world. And Lechora, that is a preface to the Sefer Mesil Zisharim, which is supposed to start with the Midah of Zahirus. So I wanted to say, and I found that there's somebody else who says just like me, somebody wrote a Perush on Mesil Zisharim, David Zvi Hoffman, not the original of David Zvi Hoffman, but he says it's mamish the same thing that I wanted to say. And that's the following. This is not a preface. The Brisa of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, which is what Mesil Shasharim is based on, starts with Torah Mevi'a Lidei Zahiros. Torah brings a person to the first Mida, which is being careful about what you do. Therefore, the first Perek is not Zahiros. The first Perek is Torah. What is that Torah that brings a person Lidei Zahiros? And we left that as a question, I think the last time that we learned, right? What Torah are we talking about that brings a person to these midos? And that is what this first parak is. The Torah that referred to is the Torah which defines what a person's purpose in this world is. And when a person learns Torah, understanding that's what Torah is. Torah defines the purpose of life. And when we get through this parak, we'll see how that fits in with what Torah is. But in a very simple sense, Torah, like we've explained in the past, is the owner's manual to the world. Right? You buy a car, you get a book that tells you how to function, how to use the car. You have a life, God created you, He created the world, He gives you a book that tells you how to function in this world and what the purpose of the world is, and what the goal is supposed to be. That's the Torah. And learning Torah tells you that your purpose in this world. That's what Torah is all about. In detail, in all of the general and specific things. So therefore, this first parak defines Torah. And in that respect, it's not a hakdama, it's not a preface, it is the first parak, Torah, Midia, Lidei Zahiros. Before you can have any of the midos, you have to first have Torah, which means you have to know what your purpose in this world is. Okay, so what is that? Bibir klal chovas adam bi'olamo. This first chapter explains, in general, the responsibility a person has, chovas ha'adam bi'olamo, what a person's responsibility is in his world. Now, there are two ways of explaining what it means, olamo, his world. Should say, in the world. What's his world? So one way can be that every single person in this world is a world to himself and has his own world, because the Torah defines the purpose of man, the purpose of the world in general, but it also relates to the specific purpose of each person. Each person is different. Not everybody has the same mitzvahs. Not everybody has the same situations in life where mitzvahs apply. A farmer has his mitzvahs, and a factory worker has his mitzvahs, and everybody has a different world that he lives in, and his responsibility is within his world, within the little world that each person is. It's, in general, there are very specific general things that everybody shares equally, and then there are the very specific things that apply to each person's own circumstances, and therefore each person's responsibilities are fit his world. In addition, everybody's on a different level. And what one person's responsibility is because he's on a higher level is not the same responsibility as a person that is on a lower level, and sometimes vice versa. So therefore it says, Chovas ha'adam bi'olamo, the responsibilities of a person in his world. That's one possibility. Another possibility I was thinking is Olamot does not apply, does not refer to the person. First, to the Rabbanu Shalom. Right? Man's responsibility in his world, meaning in God's world. The Rabbanu Shalom created this world. And therefore, he has the right to tell us what our responsibility is. He created us to serve a certain purpose, right? To fulfill a certain goal. And what is man's responsibility vis-a-vis God's world? Olamo, God's world. Right? So I think both of them are reasonable ways of explaining Olamo. Man's individual world and the fact that he's a creation in God's world and what the Rabbanu Shalom intended for a person's responsibility in the world. Now, he doesn't say Ha Yisraeli, Ha Ben Yisrael, Ha Adam. Right? All human beings are called Ha Adam. Adam applies only to Jews. But Ha Adam, in the Lashon of Chazal at least, refers even to Goyim. So, therefore, it would seem that it's not only delineate, applies to Goyim as well as Jews. In addition, he says it's Chovas Ha'adam. It's a person's responsibility. Right? It's not only that a person was created to serve a certain purpose and he has a benefit if he serves that purpose, but he has a responsibility. He's a created being. He was given a world to use and enjoy. And because of that, because he has benefits, he also has rights. Yes, because he has rights and benefits, he also has responsibilities. So it's Chovas Ha'adam. You're a created being. You have a responsibility to live up to the reason you were created and to deserve the things you were given to be able to benefit from. So it's Chovas Ha'adam Bi'olamo. Okay. So now, what is that? Yesod HaChassid, and the truth is, if you look in the other version of the Mesillas Yesharim, like we explained when we started off this year, that there's another version that the author of Moshe Chaim Luzzatto wrote in the form of a vikuach, right? Not the form that this version of Mesillas Yesharim has, but the form of a debate. So in there, the paragraphs that parallel this part of the Sefer basically speak about Torah. What is the importance of Torah being the foundation or the beginning of these midos? Before you can get to Zahirus and Zrizus and so on, first you have to start with Torah. Torah Mevi'ah. So in there, Hitaka speaks about the importance of Torah and why Torah is necessary before you can come to the midos. Memele, it fits perfectly over here that this perek, which is Bir Klal Chovas Ha'adam Bi'olamo, corresponds to what is Torah. Torah, first you have to understand what the Torah is that brings Lidei Zehirus. So from the other version, it seems clear that what I'm telling you is right. This perek is basically a perek that defines Torah. Okay. Yesod HaChassidus V'shoresh Ho'avoda, and here he started off the work, first parak with the Osios Rosh Tevos of Yudke Vavke, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam, who brought everything into existence. Yudke Vavke means Mahaveh HaKol. The Rabbanu Shel Olam brought everything to existence. It also means Ho'yahoveh Yiyeh. And God therefore transcends time. He doesn't exist within time, because if he did, then he would have, have to have something precede him. So God is beyond time, and therefore he brought everything, including time, into existence. That's the foundation of everything. So the Yesod HaChassidus, the foundation of Chassidus, and that also describes Torah, because Elo HaMa'aretz Chassid. In order to be a Chassid, you have to know Torah. You have to be a Ben Torah. You have to be a person who inculcates within him Torah. Without Torah, you're an Amoritz. And an Amoritz can't be a Chassid. So Yesod HaChassidus, the foundation of Chassidus, and V'shoresh HaAvoda, and the root of service to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, HaTmima, Avoda HaTmima, perfect. Tmimus means perfection in Avodas Hashem. So that is what Torah is. It's the foundation of Hasidus. You can't be a chassid. You can't really fulfill Ratzon Hashem. That's what a chassid is. Later on he'll describe what Hasidus is. But Hasidus is fulfilling God's will. You can't fulfill God's will unless you know it. You can't know it unless you learn Torah. So Yesod HaChasidus, okay, the foundation of Chasidus, and everything has a foundation and a root. The foundation is what you build the building on. It doesn't affect the building, that the building doesn't emanate from the foundation. The building sits on the foundation. Shoresh is a root. The plant doesn't necessarily sit on the root, but the root nourishes the plant. It gets all of its nourishment from the plant. So when it comes to Talmud Torah, to learning Torah, to the Chochmas HaTorah, that is the foundation of Chasidus, knowledge. You can't be a Chasid if you're Amharitz. You have to know what God's will is to be able to do it. So you sow that Chasidus, the foundation of Chasidus, which is Torah, which we'll get to in a second. What Torah is what is a person's purpose in this world. That is basically what Torah is all about. It's the owner's manual to the world. So Yesod HaChasidus, Torah in one respect, is the foundation of Chasidus. V'shoresh HaAvodah, it also has mitzvahs, Torah. It's not just chokhmah, it's not just knowledge, it's action, it's doing things. That is Shoresh HaAvodah HaTmima. The Torah is also the foundation, is the root of the perfection of Avodah. All Avodah, all mitzvahs, get their source from the Torah. They're nurtured by the Torah. Torah forms the foundation of all knowledge, but it's also the root of all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs emanate from the Torah. So it's the Shoresh HaAvodah HaTmima. What is that? Hu shi yisbarer v'yisameitz etzel ha'adam macho vaso bi'olama. This foundation and this root is that a person should know and yisameitz and believe, should be true to him. What is his purpose in this world? And that basically is what Torah is all about. And there's two things here. Yisbarer v'yisameitz. Okay? He should be able to clarify it, that's Yisbarer, and Yisamets, and it should be true to him. Now, the two ways of understanding these two things, Yisbarer v'Yisamets. Torah clarifies. You learn Torah, and it gives you knowledge, gives you understanding. That's the Yesod HaChasidus, the foundation on which everything is built, the knowledge of what all this is all about. That's one thing, knowledge. But you can have the knowledge, but not believe in it. Right, doesn't necessarily speak to you. You know it, but it's just knowledge. It's not something that you're committed to. Yisames means that you're committed to that knowledge. So there's two things in Torah. One is to know, and the other is to commit yourself to that knowledge and to function accordingly. So one is the knowledge of Torah, the other is the Kabbalah's Ol HaMitzvahs, that if that knowledge is true, then you have to be committed to function accordingly. So that's Yisbar v'Yisames. One is the chokhmah, right, the ideas, and the other is the commitment to put those ideas into practice. That's one way of understanding it. Second way of understanding it is the following. Yisbar v'Yisames is what all the Bali Musar from Yisrael Salanter down speak about. The concept of Yodata Hayom V'Hashivosa Elevavecha. You can know something, but you don't really know it until it becomes really, really clear to you. Yisbar means you clarify it. You understand it. But it's not really real. Right? It's not something that you really feel. The difference between them, the Telzer Rosh Hashiva gives a mashal, which we've mentioned many times here. He says if somebody sees one of these park benches painted, and it says a sign, wet paint, and you see the paint glistening, you know that that's wet paint. But when you put your finger on it and see the paint on your finger, you know it a lot more, you experience it. It's more experienced. It's more real to you. You know it intellectually when you see it. You feel it when you see the paint on your finger. It's more real. And with that, the Tzvi Shiva of Meir Bloch explained the following Rashi in this week's Sedra. Since it's this week's Sedra, so we'll mention it. The Pasuk says that Noach went into the Teva mipnei nehamabel. He Noach miktani amonahoy. Noach was a small believer. He was lacking in his belief in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Maimin veino maimin. He believed, yet he didn't believe that the mabul would come. And he didn't go into the Teva till he felt the water on his ankles. So Tzvi Shiva asked, Noach was a tzaddik tamim. He didn't believe God. God told him there's going to be a flood. He's been building this Teva for 120 years. But he wasn't sure if there's going to be a mabul or not. He wasn't sure. He didn't believe God. God told him there's going to be a mabul. For 120 years he built the Teva and he didn't believe that there's going to be a mabul. So what does it mean? So it means, he says the following, Noach believed 100% there was going to be a mabul. But he believed a little bit more when he felt the water on his ankles. That's miktani amana. If what the Ribbono Shel Olam says isn't so real and clear to you, that it's as if you already feel the water on your ankles, and feeling the water on your ankles makes it a little bit more believable, then you didn't believe it 100% before. You believe it, but you didn't feel it. And that's why the mitzvah of emuna is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, to believe in God, Asherot Seisicho Meretz Mitzrayim. Not just to believe in God, believe it in so much as if you witnessed the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which would make it a lot more believable. Not that you have doubts. You have no doubts, I believe it. But you'd feel it a lot more if you witnessed Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the level that the Amunah has to get. And you can do it because you can relate to the people who went out of Mitzrayim because we have an unbroken chain of tradition. That's the idea. The Yodata, there's a lot of things a person has to know. But to really experience it, to feel it, that's a much greater level. That's what it says, the Yodata Hayom, you can know it now. But put it into your heart where it becomes real to you. You experience it. The Vilna Gaon says that in the davening for Rosh Hashanah. We say, Kimoshi Adanu Hashem Elokeinu Shasholtom Lefanecha. Right, first we ask, V'chein Tein Pachtecho Hashem Elokeinu Akol Masecha, V'yei Moscho Akol Masha Barosa, V'yira Ucho Kol HaMaisin, V'yishtachavu Lefanecha Kol HaBruim. Right? And then it says, V'yosu Kulam Aguda Echos, Lassos Ratzon Chabalei L'Sholim, Kimoshi Adanu Hashem Elokeinu Shasholtom Lefanecha. Says the Vilna Gaon, what do you mean, Kamoshi Yodana? What are we asking for if we know? It says, we know it, but it doesn't make an impression on us. We know it. If you ask somebody intellectually, is it true? Do you know it? Yes, 100%. But there's a difference between knowing something and mamish feeling it, experiencing it, right, that it should be real to you. My father, Olav HaShalom, used to say the following joke, but it brought out this idea. There's a difference between believing something and really believing it, where the difference is, if it's real to you and you feel it, then you're going to be willing to sacrifice your life for it. If you believe it, but it's not real to you, then if it comes to that kind of test, you may not sacrifice your life for something you just believe theoretically and don't really feel. The joke is that this atheist falls off a cliff and he's plummeting to his death. And he says to himself, look, you know, it's worth a last chance. And he turns heavenward and he says, if there's anyone really up there, I promise you that if you make a miracle and save me, I will be your humble servant till the end of time. And as soon as he says that, a tree pushes its way through, what's it called, through the side of the mountain, and the person's caught in the branches of the tree and saved from falling to his death. He's hanging on to the branch of the tree, and he looks up and he says, thank you, God, I'm your humble servant forever. And he's hanging there 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, getting tired, and doesn't know what to do. So he looks up, he says, God, what should I do now? And a voice comes out and says, let go of the branch. And he looks up and he says, anybody else up there? You can believe, But, you know, when it means letting go of the branch, if you don't really feel that it's real, you're not ready to give up the branch. So what's real to you, you're willing to sacrifice for and to live much more committed than something that's only a basic theoretical idea. It's a different story. Okay. So those are the two ideas in Yisbarer v'Yisamet. One, that you should clarify the knowledge and commit yourself to it. And the second is the level of clarity. Yisbar means it should be clarified and you should understand it intellectually. And Yisames means that it should be real to you. It should be something that you feel it's emes, not just believe that it's emes. Emes means something that's substantive, that's real. It's real. It's not just an idea. It's a real thing.
The second concept, let's say that bring it out from the Rachal uses the Lashon at the beginning of Derech Hashem. The person has to be to be Yeda v'Yamin in Hashem. And I can explain that's the two types of Emunah. One is Yeda is in Maimon in one's mind, and Maimon is Muna is in the lathe, that he knows is totally in the lathe. And that's how you usually explain these two Lashons. Parallel to
what he writes in Derech Hashem. Okay, could be. Again, it could be that over there also you could learn both ways. Yeda v'yamin can mean, like we said in the beginning, to know the facts and then to commit yourself to them, believe in them. But it could also mean yeda v'yamin. Yamin comes from the word ye'onein, to corroborate it. I know it, and then ye'amin, I corroborate it. So either way, you could learn either pshat in there also over here too.
If Noach needed the water to actually feel it with, and he couldn't reach that level, I mean, it seems, how can we, without something special happening to us, you know, get that deal made as part of our...
That's a good question, and the answer is the following. All of these things are ideal goals, and everybody reaches them, not necessarily, it's either black and white. Either you've reached it or you haven't, but it's a goal to aspire to, and you can reach it piecemeal. Sometimes, like you said, something happens and you feel it in one area, or you've reached it in certain things in life, you mamish feel it, certain things not. So it's not either all or nothing, either you've reached it or you haven't, right? Even Noach, probably in other things, whatever. But in this one area, he was lacking, right? By most of us, it's the opposite. In 99% of things, we're lacking, and maybe in one little area, it is something. But all these things are not that, well, if you're not on that level, if Noah couldn't be on that level, how are we supposed to be on that level? So it's not good to even learn about it or think about it. It's something way beyond us. No. It's a goal, an ideal to aspire to, and whatever you can reach, whatever qualitative attainment you can have, or quantitative. In certain areas, maybe you may be able to reach the total, but for that small area, it's kedai. So throughout the Sefer, and through all Musar, and through all Torah, right, you have to know what the ideal is, but you can't feel that, well, if I can't reach the ideal, then it's not worth anything. But I'll try to reach that, towards that ideal, in whatever I can, and as close as I can get to it, in even piecemeal, even small things, is kedai. That's the avod of a person in this world. Right? Nobody's perfect. Nobody ever reaches perfection. It's a constant quest towards perfection. Leich lish shalom. Always going towards that perfection. And if you know what the goal is, if you know what the ideal is, then you know what you're traveling towards. Then along the way, you may reach small attainments, but they're all on that road. They're all on that towards that goal. Okay, Machal Vosov, the Lama Tzorich, Shiyosim, Ulama Tzorich, Shiyosim, Abota, Umagmoso. And what he has to put his vision and his Migama. Migama means his goals. What are you striving towards? First, you have to know what to look at. In other words, what is the body of knowledge that describes to you what the goal is, and then to make it your goal. And when a person was put into this world to toil in the entire lifespan. So, yisbor v'yisames, what has to become clear and real and something you commit yourself to? Two things. One is what you have to concentrate on in this world to know what your responsibility is and what you have to strive towards to fulfill it. What is it? And how are you going to fulfill it? One is maboto, and the other one is magmoso, right? Your migama. What is your goal? What is it that you're supposed to do, and how are you going to do it? Those are the two things that have to be clear to a person.
Maybe, but shouldn't it be Hashem Yisra'amala Vatar, I thought. The Amala should be Vatar, no?
No, but it's Torah that has no maisa to it and doesn't have any goal to it or whatever is not Torah. Kol ha'omer ein li ela Torah, afilu Torah ein lo. The Torah is just an intellectual exercise, and it's not Torah. Torah means it guides you and teaches you to know how to live your life properly. So amolo ba'Torah doesn't mean that it's separated from what you're going to lead your life. If it is, it's not Torah. Okay. Okay, so a person's amal in this world includes a lot of things. Aside from learning Torah, you have to eat matzah, and you have to do chesed, and you have a lot of things to do in this world, right? That concept that Torah is at the exclusion of everything else, and if there's anything else, then somehow that's a chisus in Torah is a sheker. There's no such thing. Right? It's a distortion. I don't know if anybody holds from such a thing, but there are definitely people who act as if that there is such a thing. Right? It's a total distortion. That's what the Gemara says. Omer ein li ela Torah, afilu Torah ein lo. First of all, has that kind of concept that Torah is at the exclusion of living a Torah life, right? Just learning Torah, that's it. Then that's not learning Torah.
Not learning Torah.
What?
Right.
It's not only Amanas Lassos, the Torah includes a tremendous amount of things, right? And the Limud HaTorah, the purpose of Limud HaTorah, right, is to put into practice all the things, not only necessarily the mitzvahs maisios, but to embody what the Torah teaches you, to become that kind of person. That's what Torah is all about. Okay. Okay, we will leave. There's another idea over here. Basically, what he's going to say is that the purpose in this world is to prepare his world to come, to create the world to come in this world. Now, I would think on the surface, I'll give you something to think about, that the schar of Olam Haba is schar. And that's not the reason why a person should keep the Torah or learn Torah, because he wants to get Olam Haba. That's Amanas L'Kabel Pras. In fact, the Rambam himself says that. Even for the sake of Olam Haba, Ishalo L'Shma. That's not Avas Hashem. That's not really Torah L'Shma. Torah L'Shma is without any ulterior motive. Even Olam Haba is not the ulterior motive. So that's the case, this whole parak, which says that that is a person's responsibility in this world. Everything he does in this world should be done with the intention of creating Olam Haba, seems to contradict that. Right? Isn't that Al Menas L'Kabel Pras? Why should Olam Haba play such an important role? I'm doing because it's the right thing to do. So think about that, and we will put it into perspective, in Mirtz Hashem, I don't know if next week or as we go along in this, surely in this parak, we'll put that into perspective. How Olam Haba fits in to being the purpose of everything and yet not being doing it in order to get reward. It's a different concept completely. Okay. We're on the top of Hey Amud Beis. The Gemara brought three proofs that something that was acid with a gzeir of a Beis Din and needs another Beis Din to be matered, even if the reason why it was also goes away. The first one was by Matan Torah. My va'omer, why do you need all these different proofs? Hachikama. Michtik siv, hayu necholim u'shloshes yomim. Says that you should be prepared for the third day. That's why Tosus learns. L'shloshes yomim means for the third day, meaning for Matan Torah. And al tikshu alisha. They were prohibited to live with their wives because of Matan Torah. And then after Matan Torah, it says, Lechem or Lohem, Shuvu Lohem Lo Alechem. Lomali, why do I need now? Matan Torah is over. So automatically, they should be able to live with their wives. Why does that say a new heter? Right? Shuvu Lohem Lo Alechem. Shema Minoa, Koldover Shuvu Minyan, Tzarek Minyan Achavatiro. So you see from here that even though the reason went away, still, they needed a special heter to go back to live with their wives. The chitema lemitzus ona huda asa. Maybe not. Maybe the reason they were told to go back to live with their wives was in order to makayim the mitzvah of ona. That not because they needed a new heter. It's a mitzvah. Not just you're allowed to live with your wife. You have to live with your wife. So is it said to say the mitzvah of ona? So the asa toshma. Therefore, I need another pasuk. It says that they weren't allowed to go up to Har Sinai because the Torah was going to be given. And then it says that when the shofar blows, then they're allowed to go up on the mountain again. Or when you need a special hefter, as soon as the Torah is given, you're allowed to go back on the mountain. Right? The only reason you weren't allowed to go on the mountain is because the Shekhinah was there. Shekhinah will go away. You'll be allowed to go up again. Right? It's clear that the only reason why they weren't allowed to go up to Har Sinai was because of Matan Torah. So when the Torah was given, they should be allowed to go up automatically without any new pasuk. Shema mino, davar sheminyan tzarek minyan achavatiro. The chite mohani mile v'doraisa. I might think that's only when the Rabban Shalom asked something, so he has to give a special heter, specific heter afterwards. But how do you know when the Rabbanan asked something that another basin has to be matarit? Ava v'dorabbanan lo, toshma keren ravai. Right, is what's it called? Hakerem Ravai de Rabbanan. The Ka'amr Le Kvarnimnu Alecha Chavirecha Vetiru. Right, so you see from that brisa that what's it called? That even by an Issa de Rabbanan, you need another Beis Din to be matured, even if the reason why the first Beis Din Aser it no longer applies. Rashi. Maiva Omer, Kolomer Ketzeron Lemedim in Amikra Arishon, Velom and Nemru Shnayim. Right, the Gemara now is explaining how we learn from the first Pasuk this Klal, and why it's not sufficient, why you need another pasuk. Hachikam, kach lomad min arishon. Michtik, siv hayun nechonim l'shloshes yomim, al tikshu alisha. Should be prepared for the third day, not live with your wives. Umameila, ishtiru b'tashmish lachar shloshes yomim. Shekiblu satorah. After the 3 days were over, and the Torah was given, so they should have been mutter to live with their wives automatically. Lomale l'meheder ulemeitan leil rishus. Why do you need a special pasuk to tell me they can go back and live with their wives? Shema mino hoel the kucha brichu asar by the mishrayahu gufei b'hadek. Since he asked it, he has to be matur it now. The iser doesn't only go away by itself. And we learn from that anything that was a specific iser, the iser doesn't go away by itself. The chite makolomer ukro the b'msho chayovel diyolif tanamine. Why do you need another pasuk? We already learned it from the first pasuk. The hachi kamer lech the chitema the high shuvul lachem the hachi kamer lach the chitema the high shuvul lachem lav lemishrei tashmish. Maybe no. Maybe the pasuk of shuvul lachem lalechem is not to tell its mutter now to live with your wife. That would be automatic. Dama mele mishrei. Now let's avosim lashu with mitzvah samelech al korchan shelo legro anus nishoseim. It's a mitzvah. Go back and live with your wives, a mitzvah. Not just you're allowed to. You're allowed to, I wouldn't have to tell you. And I'm telling you, it's a mitzvah. Toshma, mehocha, dimshoch hayovel, sheyimshoch bihistalik shrina minahor, viyarech atokeas koloke minigatokea bachrona. So first pshat Rashi says, dimshoch hayovel means you can blow a tekiah gedola, right, and extend the tekiah. At that point, that's a simon that the shrina left, and then you're allowed to go onto the mountain. So that's one pshat. Bimshoch hayovel means they'll blow a tkiya gedola as a sign that the Shekhinah left. That's why we blow a tkiya gedola at the end of Yom Kippur to show that the Shekhinah left. Lashon acher, bimshoch hayovel, sheyimshoch hatokea melitkoa. Moshech can mean also to hold back. He'll stop blowing. When you stop hearing the sounds of the shofar, then you can go up on the mountain. When the shofar stops blowing. So michtik si beluchos swachrol nos the ishlo yalimach misefi the kroy yalif el mula harahu kos manshu by havayis kedusho kedushos or shashchino alavos. Right, the pasuk says when what's it called el mula harahu. As long as the shchin is on the mountain, you're not allowed to go up. Avon istalka shchina mutar shamina memeila. The mail, if the shchina goes away, of course you're allowed to go up. So why do you need a special pasuk to tell me you can go up? Loma leilad kure sher yusa behed yabeluchos harishonos. That when the Shechina goes away, you can go up. It's obvious. The only reason you can't go up is because the Shechina is there. Elamai, we learn from here that something that's also, you need a specific heter. It doesn't just go away by itself. The Shechina remained on Har Sinai till the Mishkan was put up. And then the Shechina transferred to the Mishkan. And the Shechina, the clouds didn't go away until they left Har Sinai on the 20th day of Iyar of the next year. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that they could go up on the mountain when the Shechina leaves. We should learn that from the pasuk El Mul HaHarahu. The only Isser was because of the Shechina. Meseches Tainis Nami Me'ahu Kroy Alfinan. The Tanya Rav Yossi Omer Lo Mekomo Shel Ode Mechabdo Elohu Mechabed Mekomo. We learn this idea that it's not the place that's Mechabed the person, it's the person's Mechabed the place. As long as the Shechina, Shekol Zman Shah Shechina Haisa Bahar Omra Torah Gamatzon Vabokar Al Yiru. As long as the Shechina was in Har Sinai, even animals couldn't come and pasture there. Nistalka Shechina Omra Torah Bimsho Chayovel Heim Yalu Bahar. When the Shechina went away, the Torah said you could go back up. So you see, it's only the Ribono Shel Olam's presence that made the mountain important, not the mountain in itself. Hilchach loma lelichto behedya heimayalu v'lo ishtarim emela midiyuka daharahu. Shema mino tzorach minyan achir latiro. We learn from here something that was aser b'minyan. You need another minyan to be matur. It doesn't become mutter by itself just because the reason doesn't apply. Mor says, and I might think that's only midaraisa, honey mila midaraisa. Be'isr shiyotsu mipiakvura. Something that the Rabbanu Shalom answered, he had to say Beferish its mutter in order to be matarit. Hutzerchulish Trachulishmoa Heter Mipiv. Of a million Rabbanu, Lobayin and Sheyusa Behedya Elimichlola. But maybe by an Issa Rabbanu, as long as the reason goes away, the Issa goes away. Toshma Kerem Ravai. To Hutzerch Lahalos Peres Asu Mahalach Yom de Rabbanu. The Kaboy Minion. Afagav the Ikal Mishra Bichlal. Right, the whole thing was an issur d'rabbanan, and still the Beis Din had to be matur it, and even though the reason didn't apply anymore, it didn't become mutter by itself. Okay. The chitem of beitza nomni imnu ala lechora. What are we? So what are we saying now? The reason that Be'er shenolda v'rishon is aser b'sheni, even after the takon of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, because. Since it was Aser before the Takana, you need a new Beis Din to be Matarit. So Mara says, L'chor, there was a Beis Din. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the Shayua. That when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai made the Takana, that you were Makabel the Edus the whole day, and now we only keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah Misafik, so L'chor, they should know the Barishon is Mutar B'Sheni, because the original Takana went away. And it went away because of the, what's it called, the Heter of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Samara says, no. Ki imnu aedus abeitza lo imnu. When they were matir in mekabel the aedus. But they never made a special heter on the egg. They ask on that, l'chor, they never made a special isra on the egg either. The egg was aser because they made that you were mekabel aedus and mamela, both days could be kodesh mitam vadat. So what's it called? So when they were matir to mekabel aedus, it went back to being a sothic and mela the egg is mutter. So the Rashba says, the Ritva says, the most pashut teretz, as one woman will say, that it's as if when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, before that, when they made the first takana, not to be makabel edus after mincha, so it's as if they made a separate iser on the egg. And in order to be matter, that separate iser now, you need to specify it specifically, and it wasn't specified specifically. Gemara says, Amalei Abaya. So that's Abaya's taina. This is what Rav Yosef says. But Abaya's taina is Amalei Abaya. Atu beya b'minyan mihavayt. Beya be'edus talya milsa. They never made a special gzeira on the beya. It was all included in the package of the edus. Once they weren't mekabel the edus, then the kedusha is one long kedusha and the beya is also. Now that they are mekabel the edus, so it reverts back. That's Abaya's taina, right? Talia, Milsa, Itzer Edus, Itzer Beya, Istri Edus, Istri Beya. When the Edus became Mutter in Makabel, it went back to the original thing. So other Rishonim learned that what Rav Yosef said, it was Rav Yosef, not like Abaya, is that Rav Yosef held, and that's the way Takat Rashi says also, that when they were... when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was matir mekabel edus, he was only matir to mekabel the edus, but you still had to keep the next day kodesh. That's what Rabbi Yosef held. Memela, the original takana legabi the egg still stood. It's only he was matir to mekabel edus, but the original that's what Rabbi Yosef learned. The original takana of keeping this next day, and the next day was only the rabbanan. So it's mamish one long kedusha where the first day is minat Torah, the second day is the rabbanan. That remained. And therefore, what's it called? The egg also remains also. Rashi. The chitema beya nami hash the hother of Yosef lasuke milsa. Now Rav Yosef's finishing off what he said before. Since you need a special heter to be matur it, there was not a special beizdin to be matur the beya. So it remains also. The omer af mitzakonis Rav Yochanan zake ve'elech beya tzura. Rav Yosef argues on Rabbah, and he says, even after the Takon of Yochanan ben Zakkai, the egg that was laid on the first day remains Osir on the second day. Right? Beya b'minyan mihavi. So Abaya says, not true. There was never a special Isser on Beitza. Klum huskra b'minyan arishim la'osra. They didn't say, a Beya that's born on the first day is Osir on the second day. They said that it's all one long Kedusha. You're not mekabel, what's it called, the Edus after Mincha. Memela, the Beya will be Osir. So once they were matur the edus, this also became mutter automatically. Okay. So Rav Yosef argues on that. Okay. Rav Adab, Rav Shalman, Tarvayu mi be kluchis amre, at mi takonis Rav Yochanan Zakkai ve'elech be asura. They agree with Rav Yosef that even after the takon of Rav Yochanan Zakkai, the be'ah shenolda b'yom rishon is also b'yom sheni, even though will be makabel the edus now after mincha, and lechora the only reason it's aser is misafik. Still, it's aser. Why? My timer. Mehera yibonei beis hamikdash, because the beis hamikdash will be soon rebuilt. The yomru ishtaked milo achalnu beya biyantiv sheni. Hashda nomi nechel. Right? When the beis hamikdash will be rebuilt, the original takana will go back, that you're not makabel edus after mincha. And then it'll be again like one long day. And then the beya will be aser on the second day. And people won't realize that the year before they were able to eat an egg that was laid the first day, the second day, because it was a different circumstances, right? Right. So therefore, the isser on the egg remained, so people shouldn't make a mistake when the Beis HaMikdash is built. If that's the case, then we shouldn't be makabel the edus either after mincha. Because the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and the people will say, well, last year we were makabel edus after mincha, we can do it this year too. Right? So let's leave the whole thing the way that it was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be built, and people will make a mistake. Mar says, no. In my time, in the Harry Bona Beis HaMikdash, v'yom rishtak et milo kabal nu edus b'chodesh kol ha'yom kulo, hashta nomi nekabel. Mar says, no, hachi hashta. No comparison. Hasam edus mesura lebezdin. Beis depends on Beis Din being Mekabalit. They'll know. Beis Din knows the difference between when there's a Beis HaMikdash and not. They are Lechom Mesura, but everybody has to decide if they can eat that egg the second day or not. It's not doing a Beis Din. People make a mistake. Okay. Rashi, Meheri Yibon HaBeis HaMikdash, V'tachzer Takon Rishona, Shalo Lekabal Eidus, Ela Adam Incha. Right? The Takon will go back, not to Mekabal Eidus, only up to Mincha, so they shouldn't make problems with the Karbanos. And then, what's it called, it'll become again Osir. So people, if we're Matur it now, they'll make a mistake and think it's Mutter then. So Mar says, if that's the case, then let's not be Makabal Edus even now. So he shouldn't make a mistake then. He says, no, Eidus and Mesura lebezed it. Eidus, Kokim, Lamehel, lebezed it. The Heim Yodim, Taimel, Shodover, Leito. Bezed under know the difference. But Lechol Mesura, but whether you eat this egg or not, everybody, what's it called, is going to make that decision. Not bezed it. Liyad HaKolibo. They're not called Boyin, Lisho, the Somchal, Minhoga. Not everybody's going to come to ask a Shaila, and they'll say, well, last year I did it, and they were Matarit, this year, it's the same thing. Okay. Rava Omar, Afmi Takonis Rav Yochanan Zaka De'elich Be'asura, not like Rabba, again like Rav Yosef, that even after the Takon of Rav Yochanan Zakai, Be'a is Asur, why? Milo Moder Rav Yochanan Zakai, this is the way Rashi learns, doesn't Rav Yochanan Zakai agree? Shimbo Edim Ben HaMincha Lamala, if Edim came after Mincha, even after the Takon of Yochanan Zakai, that were Makabal the Edis, Shinoagim Oso Ayom Kodesh, Ulamacher Kodesh, with that, when Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh was only mevatel that you're not mekabel the Edim, but he wasn't mevatel the din that the next day is Kodesh. In other words, if you weren't mekabel the Edim, then we'd finish off that day b'kedusha, and we met the next day Kodesh. And the Iker day would be the second day. First day would just be, we weren't mekabel the Edim. First day we finished off, the people next year shouldn't say that, well, we did work at the end of the day, we'll start working this year. And then the Edim will come. Right, so there's two full days of Kedusha, not Misafik. First day we finish off Vaday, and we make the second day Vaday. So that was before the Takana. After the Takana, Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh says, we're Mekabel the Edis and make the first day Vaday. But he wasn't Mevatel that they make the second day too. If the Edim come after Mincha, then it remains the next day is going to be Kodesh, Midrabanan, even though the first day we're Mekabel the Edis and the first day is Doraisa. So it's possible to have a first day Dioraisa, a second day Dirabana Mitam Vada, it's one long Kedusha, and therefore the egg is also on the second day. And that's Taka how we paskin. At least that's how the Rif paskin. Okay, we'll see in a second. Milo Moda, Afagav the Tikkun Lekabel Edus HaChodesh Kol Hayom, even though Rabbi Yochanan Zakai was Mesakin to Mekabel the Edus all day, even after Mincha, Lios Monim Lemoavas Min Arishon, and the first day is Rosh Hashanah, and you count to Yom Kippur and to Sukkot, from that day becomes Aleph Tishrei. Vafilu Bo Edom Lachra Mincha, even if Edom came after Mincha, right? Avol Milasos Yom Tiv Sheni Lo Nekra Takana Rishonim Koma, but he didn't take away the original Takana that the second day is also Yom Tiv. That he left. The second day now becomes Yom Tiv Terabbanan. It's the second day of Tishrei, but it's also Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, they left it as one long Kedusha, Nela the Exhauster on the second day.